Welcome to All About Books on NET Radio. I'm your host, Pat Leach, Director of Lincoln City Libraries. Today, I'm pleased to welcome a guest reviewer, Wes Peterson, who is an agricultural economist at UNL and who has been doing an honor seminar on inequality for the past 5 years or so. He's here to review the book, The Broken Ladder, How Inequality Affects the Way We Think, Live, and Die by Keith Payne. Wes, welcome to All About Books.
Thank you very much. We've heard a lot about inequality in recent times. Pope Francis, Barack Obama, Bernie Sanders, they all point to inequality as a major problem. There's a counter argument out there that people make suggesting that actually inequality in itself is not a problem. What's a problem is poverty, that people don't have enough. It doesn't really matter that Bill Gates has a gazillion times more than anybody else. What really matters is that there's some people who just don't have enough. Well, this book is an answer to that criticism that focuses on how inequality in itself is bad for society, bad for human beings, and so on. We tend to view ourselves relative to other people, and mm-hmm. inequality then affects behavior, both among those who have a lot and those who have some and those who have a little bit. So the high-income people tend to see themselves as very meritorious. They deserve their good fortune, and so they're better than everybody else, and that affects the way they behave. Lower-income people sometimes don't see a lot of prospects for getting ahead, and they're feeling very stressed. Stress is a terrible thing for humans. And health. So this is something that leads not only directly to health problems, but indirectly to behaviors that contribute to health issues and so on. So for the low-income pain says a lot of times they adopt a strategy of live fast and die young. And so at all ends, I mean, he in an interview said, this is a quote, I think, inequality generates stress and resentment that make everyone, including the rich, less healthy and less happy. And so from that argument, then, you know, what you've got is that inequality itself is bad, independently of the fact that poverty at the low end is a serious social issue. I think the best way to get a sense of the book is to just use the story he starts the book with. He reports on some research that was done by a number of people, looked at hundreds of cases of air rage where people get angry and get in fights in airplanes and throw things at the flight crew and so on. It turns out there are two ways that airplanes get loaded. One way is to load them from the front, and everybody comes in by the front door and walks behind the flight deck, turns right, walks through the first class section of the airplane into the horrible, tiny little uncomfortable seats in coach and so on. The other way is to load from the side, and in that case, most of the time people will come in and the ones in coach will turn to the right and go into their seats. The ones in first and business will turn left and go to theirs. And in that case, the people in coach don't have to walk through. They don't have to see the people in their comfortable chairs sipping champagne and so on. Uh-huh. And what these researchers found was that the likelihood of an air rage incident was much, much higher if you loaded from the front. People then walk through, you know, by loading at the front, they walk through the first class, they see that, they're reminded that they are unequal. And there's nothing as unequal as air flight. First, in business, it's luxurious and wonderful, and in coach, it's horrible. And they sort of have their noses rubbed in that by having to walk through. And the interesting point about that then is, of course, that none of these people is poor. It's not a poverty issue because everybody flying airplanes has a certain amount of income and is not really poor. So it's just the inequality that is they are reminded of their unequal status, and that is what then leads to stress and behavior that greater air rage and so on.
Well, I'm not sure I'll see airplane rides the same now that I've heard your story from The Broken Ladder about how walking through the first class section may change behavior of those in coach.
Yeah. There are other things that he does. Again, they're anecdotal that are kind of fun mm-hmm. and interesting. He argues that a lot of our attitudes about fairness, about what is fair and unfair, that this is actually kind of hardwired. It goes all the way back to our species from which we have evolved over time. So they've done experiments, for example, with monkeys, where the monkeys have a pile of pebbles, and the standard deal is the monkey can give you a pebble and then in return gets a slice of cucumber. And the monkeys are all fine and happy with that until they notice that there's one monkey over there who's giving his pebble and in return getting a grape. And the monkeys really like grapes. And so when they see that happening, this makes them very angry. And so their reaction is when they put forward a pebble and get back a cucumber, they don't want it. They'd rather not eat anything. So they throw the cucumber back at the experimenter and go off in a huff because they didn't get a grape. Well, I think we've probably seen people who do that as well, who almost shooting yourself in the foot. A bit of cucumber may be better than nothing, right? Even though it's not quite as good as a grape. But because it seems unfair, people, monkeys, and probably people as well, will react very negatively. So that's the book is just chock full of stories and things like that, which is kind of fun. Yeah. What he does in the book, he's a psychologist at the University of North Carolina, and he uses a lot of research, published mm-hmm. research by himself and by other psychologists to support the arguments that he makes in this. The book is very accessible. It's not full of jargon. I mean, it mm-hmm. is a scholarly book and so on, but I think it's a pretty easy read, accessible to anyone even if you don't have any background in social sciences or psychology or anything like that. I think it's a pretty accessible and fairly entertaining sometimes. There's some interesting stories that are kind of fun. So I would recommend it. It's a good book.
What I find often with nonfiction is it's a real gift when you have an author who's able to take a good deal of technical information or research and put it into information for lay people that retains its meaning but also is an entertaining book right. in the sense of wanting to return to it.
Right. I think of that as a translation function. Mm-hmm. You take the complicated stuff that you do as your specialty and then try to translate that into something that is accessible to be. I do that sort of thing occasionally when I'm talking to groups. I'm in the Speakers Bureau and what I try to do is, figure out what's going on in the technical work that's full of jargon and complex math and stuff like that and then translate that into something that would communicate to people. And I think Payne does a good job of that.
Does Payne end up then with particular recommendations for what comes out of this, or is he more just saying here's a situation of which you should be aware?
Yeah, he does have some recommendations. Actually, that I found was sort of the weakest part of the book, to be honest, because a lot of the recommendations boil down to understanding how our lives are affected by inequality and stress and so on will help us to live with it better and so on and so forth. Well, that to me is not much of a solution. I mean, I think it would be more interesting to figure out what we can do as a society to mitigate this, but I don't think he's thinking like that. As an economist, that's what I would be looking at. What do we do? How do we change laws and policies and so on to mitigate the effects of inequality? So I thought his recommendations. He does have recommendations mm-hmm. at the end. I didn't find them particularly strong or outstanding, but they were interesting as well.
So what you would say the strength is just his description of this research and what it tells about
right.
our behavior in response to our perceptions of
right.
inequality.
And there are things that are not intuitively obvious to most people. The notion that low-income people at supermarkets, everything you pick up to put in the cart, you have to make a decision.
Sure.
And you use up an enormous amount of cognitive energy to do that, and it's stressful. And so by the time you get to the checkout stand, you're just not thinking straight, and you grab a candy bar, which is not what you need, and put that in the cart at the end. It's no accident that the candy is usually at the checkout stand, by the way. That's a marketing strategy. It isn't, I think, clear, obvious to most people that stress can have the kinds of effects that where it may come from and how it may affect your health and behavior.
Mm-hmm.
And that in and of itself is an important point. And I think he's right that understanding that a little bit may help us to manage mm-hmm. the stress that we face better.
I'm curious to know how similar The Broken Ladder is to the books you typically read for pleasure.
I do a lot of reading with my job. With this inequality seminar, what I do every May is I go on Amazon.com and I find out what has been published on inequality, mm-hmm. and I buy half a dozen of these books and I read them. Now, that's work-related. It's
sure.
not for terribly much pleasure. But I actually enjoy reading about these this topic. So there's the kind of job that I have is pretty good because much of it is sort of pleasurable anyway. But for my pleasure reading, I do tend, I think, more often to read nonfiction than mm-hmm. I used to read a lot more fiction. But
is that right?
I like to learn history about different places and science writing and so on. I'm a French speaker, so I also occasionally like to read things in French, and you know, sometimes you'll hear about stuff. A couple of, I guess it was about 3 or 4 years ago, a guy named Patrick Modiano, French author, won the Nobel Prize in Literature. So I thought, well, I never heard of this guy, so it'd be kind of interesting. So UNL, the university, has a pretty good collection of French literature in French. Mm-hmm. So I went there and checked out a few of his books and I read them. And he's okay. He's not great, but he's pretty – and that is fiction.
Well, and the book that Wes Peterson has been talking about today is called The Broken Ladder, How Inequality Affects the Way We Think, Live, and Die. It's by Keith Payne. Wes, thank you so much for joining me today.
My pleasure. I've enjoyed it.
You've been listening to All About Books on NET Radio. Podcasts of this and other programs are available online. Visit netnebraska.org/radio. For All About Books, I'm Pat Leach.